Hello, and welcome to the Age of Aquarius, another episode, and I will be your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, things are really ramping up and speeding up. We can see around the world the energies that are coming in from the sun, solar activity, cosmic activity as well from other bodies up there in what you would call space, which are affecting Earth also. But the main body is the sun, and Earth is responding to her consort, to her lover, which is the sun. So first and foremost, prayers and condolences to the people of Tonga who may have been affected by the massive volcanic eruption that took place here a couple of days ago. And it's the volcano that the sound, the reverberations, the energies, the frequencies have been felt around the world. So that is something we should keep our eye on. As I said before, the Ring of Fire is now active because we are in the midst of a magnetic pole shift. It is a magnetic pole shift because everything in this realm is magnetic. We are somewhat like a holographic simulation. We are within a holographic simulation, and we are data within the simulation, so to speak. And so data is maintained by magnetic fields. And when the magnetic fields shift, as they are shifting in response to the sun, who is responding to other planetary bodies or other bodies up there in what you would call space, affecting it, speaking of the sun. So the sun is then in turn sending energies to us, which are affecting us, and it's affecting the Earth and causing the poles to shift and migrate. And so when that takes place, you can expect health and disease to fluctuate, people's consciousness to fluctuate, thoughts and beliefs will change. You will see uprisings and riots, as you're seeing today, and not really riots, they're uprisings. They're uprisings. It's not that the people are rioting. They are standing up against what they feel to believe is wrong or incorrect. And this is happening around the world. It's been happening way before 2019, way before 2020. It's just increasing now because the pole shift is increasing. So pay attention to yourself and pay attention to how you feel as we are going through the pole shift. There's a great cosmic shift taking place. As I said, we are in the age of Aquarius. So the Aquarian age. Yes, Aquarius is a water, is a air sign, but the sign is a water bearer. So information, data, that which was hidden is revealed, is the age of revelation. There's also another term for the age of Aquarius. And so many things are going to be revealed, especially periodically we have what are known as Mercury retrogrades. Right now, Mercury went into retrograde on January 13th by the Gregorian calendar, and it will come out of retrograde and go direct February 4th or February 3rd. So expect communication problems. The Mercury retrograde time period is also an excellent time period for you to introspectively connect with your shadow. It's a great time to do shadow work. You should do shadow work. So-called negative aspects of yourself, you should work on those, accept them, and integrate them into your life and what you're trying to do. So that is something that all of us should be endeavoring to do during this Mercury retrograde. But you're also going to see a lot of political intrigue, international intrigue and incidents, because Mercury retrograde is a time period when communications break down. So anytime a Mercury retrograde takes place, talks and communications between people and nations, if they are taking place and there are very important points, turning points in the communication process taking place during the Mercury retrograde, miscommunication can occur, misunderstandings can occur, and then problems can unfold from that. So we see the situation taking place between Russia and Ukraine. That's probably going to get worse. So keep your eyes on that. the supply chain. Supply chain, how we receive our goods. We're in the Mercury retrograde. So a lot of times things take place because of planetary aspects. Sometimes people tap into the planetary aspects and use them to their advantage for good or for ill. But a lot of times we're actually responding to these planetary aspects. We just don't know it. Some people do, most people don't. So the supply chain is a form of communication. Trucks carry goods on roads and freeways, and those freeways are just lines of communication. Airplanes, trains, any mode of communication will have problems. And especially now, this time period that we're in with the magnetic pole shift and those energies increasing, I suspect during this Mercury retrograde, we're going to see supply chain issues exacerbated. So do what you have to do to take care of yourself and your family. Being prepared is just that. It's being prepared. Nothing more, nothing less. You prepare wisely. You don't try and hoard. You prepare, which means if there are six items on the shelf, maybe you get two. Or maybe you get three and you leave three and don't take all six. There are eight items on the shelf, maybe you just take two. And then maybe the next week you come back and maybe you get two. Instead of just taking all eight at one time, because you have to think about your fellow human being. You have to think about others. And that's what the Age of Aquarius is also going to teach us. So that's a part of the communication breakdown that we're going to see as well. Keep looking up to the skies. You're going to see many more fantastic things in the skies. So-called unidentified flying objects, unidentified flying entities. You're going to see that more and more. Storms. Oh, yeah. So the storms. Remember, as I said, part of this magnetic pole shift is that the Bermuda Triangle is moving, that portal, that energy is moving onto the United States. So now you see why we have all the storms taking place just on the eastern seaboard. You know, the Bermuda Triangle energy vortex is not moving in an easterly fashion to come onto the West Coast, to circle back around and somehow reach the West Coast of the United States. It's on the East Coast, and it's moving in a westerly fashion, so it's moving on to the eastern part of America. And so that's why we see these storms back to back to back hitting. And that's why people saw so many fireballs in the sky along the East Coast, because the Bermuda Triangle is moving onto the East Coast. And that's another sign of the magnetic pole shift. The shift is, like I said, it's going to cause people's beliefs and their thought patterns to change to align with the Aquarian cycle. So we are going to see more communication between people, between nations, change in thought, change in beliefs for the better. And we will see more natural catastrophes taking place as well to kind of strongly force us to make changes for the better. These natural disasters are happening to shift us as well, because the Earth, she is a living entity, so we are shifting as she shifts. So it's going to be a lot of changes taking place in the world. And we are fortunate, I guess you could say, in a way, to be alive to see these changes take place. Keep doing your meditation. Keep doing any type of meditation, anything that you can do that can assist you in connecting with the universal mind. And also, yes, a great audio book that everyone should go on to YouTube or Audible, or, and again, I'm not affiliated with anyone. I'm not an affiliate or getting any type of kickback or anything by mentioning it. but it's for free. You can go into YouTube and just do a search for the audiobook for The Subconscious Speaks. The Subconscious Speaks. Get that YouTube video, go to Audible, get the Audible version of it as well. Or you can go online and buy the book itself. But get it and listen to it and go to sleep with it, listen to it throughout the day. It literally tells you how to connect with your divine powers within and to cause your reality to shape itself to how you see fit. And obviously, the first premise of magic is to do no harm to others. Of course, it's magic, so you can do whatever you want, but there's always repercussions, good or bad. So change your world for the better by listening to that book, Subconscious Speaks. Another excellent book that you can listen to, if you don't actually have the book, you can listen to an audiobook of Feeling is the Secret by Neville Goddard. The book is called Feeling is the Secret by Neville Goddard. And that, basically, it's a 44-page book, but it basically tells you how to make positive changes in your life. No matter what it seems like, no matter how the world seems like on the outside or it seems like to you physically, it is always under your control to change. So, The Subconscious Speaks, audiobook or book. Feeling is the Secret by Neville Goddard, audiobook or the book. And the last one is It Works by R.H. Jarrett, I believe. Just look up the, either you can find it on YouTube, it's like an 11-page book, or you can find a PDF, download for free. It Works basically tells you how to plan. Gives you an idea of how to plan or list out what you feel is important to you that you will take to your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will manifest it to you in the waking world. But the three books that you will need, or audiobooks that I'm going to recommend to help, and this is just a recommendation to help, is The Subconscious Speaks, Feeling is the Secret, and It Works. So, look to the skies for more changes. Keep looking to the earth, because we're going to have more destruction, more volcanoes in the water, as I said, on lands, more than just one land. More fires when the fires do happen, because that's because of magma that is flowing underground, or just shifts in general taking place, cosmic shifts. Flooding, tsunamis, anything that you can think of is going to increase. And we're barely out of January 2022. So you can imagine what the world is going to be like by the time we get to 2024, when the Great American Eclipse, the second one, happens. But above all, have no fear. Have no fear at all. The divine power is within us all to access. And the three books, and the three audiobooks / three books that I just recommended will show you how to do it. It's always been simple. It's always been easy. But under the Piscean age that we are no longer in, it was hidden. It was kept away from the masses, or we just couldn't see it. It's always been there, but only a few could see it. Now, with the age of Aquarius as an air sign, which is thought, thinking, and the symbol of water as the water bearer, what was once hidden is now revealed, and it spread all over like a gushing water for everyone to see. So I hope everyone gets a chance to take advantage of those three books. Keep your motivation, keep your vibrations high, and let's keep moving forward in this ongoing magnetic pole shift and the age of Aquarius. So once again, I am your host, signing off. Kenosha, I'm in.